What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, and we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I thought we were in a big, fat, ugly bubble. I don't believe any of these economic numbers, Mike, because they lied to us on everything else. It's all...
They really
do. What do they say? Hispanics are... The unemployment for them has never been so low. And they said the same thing about African Americans. That's because they're not counting anybody after a certain amount of time.
Not actually counting anything. It's all arrived at statistically.
So what you're seeing is all about perception. Mike, I'm telling you, this trade thing, this can go from either bad or worse because it's not good for anybody. And I hate to break this to you, but we're only 15% of China's market. There's a big world out there. They could find somebody else to go and buy their products. You know, I mean...
Well, that's what it's really all about, is the U.S. is trying to get everybody to go through them. As long as trade is denominated in U.S. dollars, it goes through the U.S. banking system, even if the sender and receiver are on the other side of the planet. And there have been a lot of complaints that the U.S. banking system, under pressure to stop terrorism and money laundering and tax evasion, is getting more abusive and aggressive and blocking transfers, freezing funds. It's a cash grab out there. And it's only accelerating the rest of the world saying, we're going to just do business between ourselves and let the U.S. go off and do its meltdown someplace else.
And Mike, they are putting tariffs on pork, the Chinese. They own like the world's largest pork company here, right? Like Smithfield. So how does that work out? I mean, I don't understand that. Will they be exempt since they own them?
No, I don't think so, because American companies manufacturing in China have the same problem. Even though the company is headquartered here in the U.S., when the products are manufactured in China and brought across the border, they get hit by the tariffs.
And I'm like, I watched a real quick video. It was about like a woman took a train ride on their fast train, and you know, you can't see them up close, but you can see all the ghost cities they built. And that's what they used to, like, invest in their country while we just gave the money to Wall Street. So they built the city, their, like, infrastructure, all these stops between, on the train, the stops would lead to one of these ghost cities. So eventually, they got infrastructure already set up, you know, for the future. I mean, obviously,
they
got to
really,
keep it maintained.
They do. The name Ghost City, I think, is a misnomer. These are... if you want to call them virgin cities, they're vacant cities, but they're ready to go. And China did invest huge amounts of money building them. I've looked at many of them through Google Earth, and they are quite amazing. And when you compare them to some of our American cities that are just being allowed to rot on the vine, like Baltimore and Chicago, it's amazing how forward-thinking the Chinese are here.
That's why the art of war, you know, like Trump, I hope he read that book, because I don't think he did, though. Because we're getting in over our head here. You know, you can't, you're going to take on the world. The world will start trading between themselves, and they're not going to use the dollar. That's what's going to happen. They're going to form their own trade.
It's already happening. And everybody's trying to do that. They do get attacked, and they understand that. That when you stop using the U.S. dollar, you go on the U.S. government's to-be-invaded list.
But when it's up against the whole world, you know, Russia and China, you know, there ain't no way you're going to beat them. So throw in Turkey, Iran, North Korea, Germany and France and all these, you know, as long as they join up. But, you know, if they start all these trade unions and stuff, all you have to do is stop using the U.S. dollar, and then before you know it, Mike, it's going to be too late for the U.S. to do anything about it, because would have hyperinflation here, and all the dollars will come back to the U.S., and it would be a mess, you know. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not a good, we're not in a good moment in time, you know.
No, we're not. We're not. I'm still convinced we're headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse in this country. And we, the American people, are going to have to be ready and have the courage to stand up and decide for ourselves what the next nation will be on these lands. And I think the Constitution and the first 13 amendments are a good start. You know, but only time will tell. But I can't see that this country can survive much longer. They're either going to get into this war and lose it, or they're going to get into this war and it's going to go nuclear, or the economy is going to collapse and the whole shebang is going to come crashing down, which I think would be what would be best for the world as a whole.
And Mike, could maybe all this trade thing be the beginning of a new, of a reset? Of a new global currency, you know, like that could be like there's a rumor of that too. Oh, it's a global reset, or I don't know. I'm not in that center of power, and we're not, you know. But like, you know,
well,
could be
there's,
maybe, you know.
There's talk that Trump's trade wars could lead certainly the United States, but possibly the entire world into a global recession starting next year sometime. Whether you want to call that a reset or not. But it would be a bad thing. But there, at some point, there has to be a reset. Somebody has to say, all of this debt, it's all imaginary numbers. The money to pay it doesn't exist. It's got to be written off. But the private central bankers came up with this system to make themselves rich on the backs of your labor and to basically put themselves in power over the civil governments of nations.
Yep. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take another phone call from Erica in Kansas. Aloha, Erica. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. You need to check your email. Subject line, labor participation rate is nipping. Did you hear me?
I need to check my email subject.
Yes, check it right now.
Labor I'm not seeing anything in my email about. That's you emailed that to me earlier today. But when I went out to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I found it. I found that graph and I emailed it back to you.
Okay, but I just wanted to make sure that you at least got that and were aware of it.
Well, I did get it, but I did find the same information at a different location in the Department of Labor Statistics. They may have just changed the website. Anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Virginia. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what I find particularly disturbing is the lack of courtesy and really hostility for other people's views. And what I found really disturbing was that guy, Jimenez, stole the hat of a little kid sitting in a restaurant with his parents. And that was absolutely outrageous. I'm in my mid-60s, and I'm not in very good health. So I would have a difficult time defending myself. I live in Southwest Virginia, so I'm in kind of like friendly Trump territory. But if I lived, let's say, in a more urban environment, you know, like in D.C. or Baltimore or L.A. or Chicago, I would think twice or thrice before I would wear a MAGA hat or a Trump-supporting T-shirt or even put the Trump bumper sticker or Patriot bumper stickers on my car for fear of being vandalized. And it's a sad state of affairs when people have to worry about such things, don't you think?
I absolutely agree with you. And it's a question of, are you going to give in to being terrorized by the liberals into rejecting your own rights to freedom of expression? Now, as I was saying some time ago, if you are living in an area where the liberals are behaving this way and you don't want to knuckle under to them, you might want to think about going through whatever your local government requires for training and get some pepper spray, because that is going to be a deterrent. frankly, if I'd been in that Whataburger with a pepper spray and that guy had grabbed the hat off the kid, I would have unloaded the full can into his face. Because that's assault. What that guy did to the kid was assault.
It's a wonder that the kid's father didn't stop the guy and kick his ass.
Well, I imagine it happened too quickly because the guy grabbed the hat and ran out of the restaurant. But fortunately, it was on video, and the assailant's boss identified him, fired him, and reported him to the police.
Well, it remains to be seen, you know, how far this might be carried out this summer. I just hope it doesn't get any worse. Thanks for taking my call. You got a great show, and have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you mentioned about the illegal aliens that join the military to become citizens, and their heart's really not in the fight for this country.
Yes.
I'd just like to get your thought on this angle. How about when our troops, diminish their courage or their resolve or their professionalism, get over and fight a battle in the Middle East somewhere, and they realize that the war is all for Israel and the bankers and not for the U.S. government. You know, so they might be up against the same problem there. And one thing that keeps the troops on our side, of course, I mean, again, I don't mean to diminish the troops, but is the fact that we've always had superior firepower. You know, we have air where the enemy has in a lot of cases. We've had superior weapons. But what happens when they come up against a formidable enemy like the Russians and the Chinese and, you know, they're gets a lot rough, you know, a lot rougher.
So, yes.
You know, they're going to realize possibly that all this is, you know, for something else and not our country.
Well, I'm sure that's probably going to be a factor in the morale there. And it's for that reason that people who are on active military service are being isolated from the independent media and the internet. And they are daily propagandized by their commanding officers about we're here for democracy, we're here for so forth. A lot of them see through it, but there's also a lot of peer pressure to perform as well. I still think the illegal immigrants allowed into the military was not going to be a really good idea, and apparently the military is now asking them to step on out, and it's not because they're immigrants. Apparently the issue is that many of them are just not physically suited to infantry work. They lied on their paperwork to get in. They can't pass a background check for those positions that are classified. Anyway, Terry, thanks an awful lot for the insight. And we're going to go back to Peter in Los Angeles. Apparently, his phone had cut on out when I tried to connect with him. So, Peter, what's on your mind?
Michael, just to dovetail with what Terry was saying, a couple of years ago, I know you talked about it, and it was actually written about a couple articles, how it was becoming increasingly a problem, especially in the Army and the Marine Corps, of gang members, the high presence of gang members who are coming in to get military training.
Yes.
And I think that could be, a significant reason why this is happening. That's just...
That's a good one.
You remember that, though? You remember the article?
Yeah, I remember
we talked? Another thing I was going to bring up was the on the civility thing and relating it also to the flight of apparently young millennial white people leaving the Democratic Party. And their policy, the Democratic policy party, and they're always throwing out white supremacists, white supremacists, white supremacists. And they've got to be confronted on campuses and in schools with everybody has a safe place except them. Everybody needs a safe place from them. And to the best efforts of the United States to stop a hyphenated white identity, they've always encouraged a Hispanic identity or an Asian identity and a black identity, but they've always discouraged a white one. It's happening, you know, I think anyways, because they see, you know, the deck is stacked against them in a lot of ways. And I don't know why they would stay with the Democrats. What do you think about that, Mike?
Yeah, no, you make a point that all of this identity politics and the anti-white message coming out of the Democratic Party is definitely going to turn off those people who are members of the Democratic Party who happen to be white, as well as those who still think that racism in any direction is wrong, and they're going to be leaving. The bottom line, though, is the Democrats' poll numbers are going down. And the more extreme they become, the more violent they become, the more openly they attack freedom of speech, our basic constitutional rights, they're sending the message. They want a world in which only their agenda is put out there for consumption by the public, and any opposing dissenting views have to be silenced.
Isn't it a coincidence, Mike, that the media now, the big media organs like the Times and other posts and all that, are now coincidentally coming out at the same time that Israel wants to shut down freedom of speech. And now they're throwing their weight behind that as well, just to draw connect a couple of dots. But there's one more thing I wanted to talk about. And you had that lady on yesterday talking about civility.
Yes.
And you had somebody earlier that talked about the 68 Democratic Convention and the riots that were there and all that, except that was not orchestrated by billionaires from the outside. Like the difference now is that this is orchestrated by the deep state. We had Loretta Lynch coming out and asking people to take to the streets when she was still attorney general. Eric Holder, remember, trucking people in on that Trayvon Martin thing, protesters.
Yes.
They actually trucked in people. That Robert Kramer, who, remember him, the Democratic operative that Project Veritas got?
Yes.
That was sabotaging Bernie Sanders and Trump campaigns, where there would be fights and violence and people got hurt. Police got hurt. And he was caught admitting it. And this is all funded by Soros, the biggest donor to the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. And Robert Kramer, the guy who was being paid to, like, the brown shirt tactics, the classic brown shirt tactics of starting brawls at Trump rallies, which is what he did. He not only was he paid by the Democratic National Committee and was affiliated with the Clintons, his wife was a Democratic congressman from Chicago, and he met with Obama in the White House like 40 times.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, it's totally orchestrated, and that's the difference. Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin and all those guys, hey, there was an unpopular war that they were going after, and they weren't getting any help from anywhere else. But this is by design.
It is very much by design here, and this attack on the First Amendment. Back when Israel started lobbying for an Israeli exception to the First Amendment, I said, if they get that, it's the end of the First Amendment, because they'll carve out other exceptions for vaccines, GMOs. Now we've got these liberal lights out there saying that, well, we really can't have justice in this country if there's freedom of speech. And that's a very dangerous direction. And that may be coming down all the way from George Soros himself. Anyway, Peter, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And here's an interesting little story. Apparently, over in the eastern province of South Africa, at the Sibuya Game Reserve, some poachers snuck on in, apparently intent on obtaining some rhinoceros horn, which in some parts of the world is considered very valuable for its medicinal benefits. It's sort of considered a natural form of Viagra, which will tell you why the demand is so high. So these poachers went on in there, and apparently while they were in there looking for a rhinoceros, they were set upon by a pride of lions. And at least three of the poachers are believed to have been eaten by the lions. And the lions left a head, some bloody limbs, and three pairs of shoes recovered from the scene. They also found hunting rifles and the axe used by the poachers to cut off rhino horns. A little bit of karmic come around there. But I mention this because I always get very upset with the vegans who come on out and say, you can't eat the animals. The animals are so precious. You can't eat the animals. Here, have this synthetic thing that came out of a laboratory over there. And Claire and I are mostly vegetarian, but we understand humans are omnivorous. I did want to point out, though, that for you vegans and for you PETA people who are out there, the animals do not return your sympathies. They will eat you without hesitation, given a chance. Just want to put things in perspective a little bit there. Okay, over in Utah, as you know, civil asset forfeiture is being hideously abused. Originally, it was intended where the police could confiscate the wealth of real criminals. And then somebody came along and said, well, okay. All right. I guess we lost our communication. Okay. Can you hear me? Are you on the air? Am I on the air? I'm on the air. Okay. All right. Professional radio here. All right. So in Utah, they seized $2.2 million in cash, and apparently roughly $687,000 of it was routed back to law enforcement and drug courts. Now, in this case, it does look like they're trying to focus on real criminals, but we have heard all these other horror stories about how it's just being abused all across the country. John Oliver, when I was still watching last week tonight, he did a segment on the abuses of civil forfeiture that was just absolutely brilliant. Now, here's a good one. You're going to love this one. Students in Detroit sued the state of Illinois because the schools did not teach them to read. So stay with me on this. The judge threw the case out of court, and he said that literacy is integral to one's well-being, but there actually is no requirement in the Constitution for schools to promote students' literacy. So maybe they can't sue the state, but they could sue the school district itself for false advertising, because isn't that what the public schools are already saying? Come here and we will teach you to read and write and build things. But I mean, apparently these kids came out of the Detroit schools unable to really read well. And that right there is definitely a crime. So the judge said there actually is no constitutional right to literacy. Therefore, the state couldn't violate it. And that's a sad state of affairs in our country, where students are coming out of the schools without an education and they think litigation is the only thing they can do about it. Where are the parents? Where's the PTA? Didn't anybody notice that these kids were not being taught to read? Or is now literacy considered a sign of white supremacy and racism? Oh, how racist to want to teach these kids to whatever nonsense. We're going to take another break for commercials here. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, regarding your last topic, just because the Constitution does not say that you have to do something does not mean that you don't have to do it. For example, the Constitution doesn't say that cars have to have working brakes, so you can't go start manufacturing cars with faulty brakes and then get sued and then say the Constitution doesn't say I have to have brakes. It's totally ridiculous.
Well,
Well,
basically, you're agreeing with the judge in the case because the student lawsuit had been that they had a constitutional right to be given an education in the public school system, which they did not get. And the judge, while saying that, yes, they should have gotten the education, said that, no, the Constitution does not explicitly promise the people that you will be educated. I think the lawsuit would have been better directed at the school board itself.
I was just going to say that. The Constitution should be completely left out of this.
Yes.
Anyway, it's got nothing to do with the Constitution. It's got to do with common sense that schools are for learning how to read and write and do math. It's, like, obvious.
Not to the liberals. Schools are places of indoctrination.
Hey, do you think it's more humane regarding the open borders and immigration to tribute the parents separately or to put the whole family together in the scoop and tribute them into the Crocodile Rio Grande as a family unit?
Well, I mean, as a hypothetical, of course, I think for single illegal immigrants, the trebuchets will work. But for whole families, you might want to use one of those air cannons.
And just the last thing, Stefan Molyneux, philosopher, has a very interesting idea, is that if you were having a block party outside your house, and everyone, it's a potluck, and everyone shows up and you're all having fun, and then some people you've never seen before, that they just show up with those little white takeout containers, and they just start filling up their containers full of your potluck, and then just leave. You know, that's going to be completely unacceptable. And that's exactly what's happening when you have illegal immigration that goes on the welfare system.
Yes, and especially for those who are sending part of that money back to their home country. It's a huge cash drain on this country.
Thank you very much, Michael. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And I got a story I want to get to before I take the next phone call. Apparently, there's been another incident of somebody defending themselves with a legal firearm. Michelle Booker Hicks was paying for her gas at a Shell station down in Texas, and she saw a man climb into the car, which had her two sons, young infant sons, in the back. So she jumped into the front passenger seat and shouted at this man to stop. He ignored her, and so she shot him. So that is a good thing. That's why we, the people, should be allowed to have guns, because there is crime out there that the police is simply, they're not dealing with it. All right, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones. Art from Off the Grid, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, let's talk a little bit about the hypocrisy within the liberal left that is so blatant nobody can see it. We had just recently this feminist by the name of Kimberly Johnson, who is just aghast. She cannot understand why a black man who drives a BMW would have a pro-NRA, pro-Second Amendment bumper sticker and a pro-Tea Party sticker on his car. She just does not understand why this black man who drives a BMW does not simply just embrace the progressive left political agenda. Well, let
Boy,
me
talk
see.
talk about prejudices and
isn't the left like the ones who are so obsessed about inclusion and you can't racially profile and you know, just so overwhelmed with political correctness that it's just disgusting and makes you just want to regurgitate all over your breakfast plate. But here we have a feminist of all people, a feminist racially profiling a black man because all blacks are supposed to be progressive. They're all supposed to be anti-gun. They're supposed to all be anti-Tea Party. They can't be pro-Trump. They can't. Are you serious? Really?
Yep. Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I mean, the liberals, it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be self-consistent. It's like when we were talking early in the show about that guy who started the walk away movement, went into this camera store. He was recognized from the video, and the liberals working at the store refused to serve him. These are the same liberals who wanted to sue, actually did sue, this Christian baker out of business for refusing to bake a gay wedding cake. So it's a double standard, and it's hypocritical, but they don't care. The attitude of the liberal agenda is, I want what I want now. That's a force of nature. Don't you dare speak out against me.
Yeah, we can close down your business because you won't serve gay people. We can throw you in jail because you won't issue a marriage license to a gay couple. But we can also, at the same time, we can refuse to serve you based upon political ideology. Where does this make any sense? Then again, we live in a world where a 21-year-old black man from Bridgeport, Connecticut, can be thrown in jail and given 42 months for a first-degree assault because he stabbed a guy in the leg who was one of three that were attacking him. You can't even defend yourself. This is the world we live in. It's ridiculous. The Party of Peace, Love, and Granola is calling for open harassment of political officials or anyone you just disagree with, to the point to where now we're seeing hostilities taking place in Whataburgers. Seriously.
Well, I'll tell you, you're absolutely describing liberalism as granola, because what ain't fruits and nuts is going to be flakes.
Hey, Mike, thanks, man. Have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Let's see. I guess we don't want to use the term useful idiots in their actual presence, but I understand the Parkland March for Our Lives is coming to Atlanta on the 29th of July, and I'd like to see about getting like-minded people to go say hi to them. And would you care to, I can tell you from experience, getting an emergency cranial rectal extraction is not fun or easy, but it's worth it. And when you're advocating gun control, have you people taken a serious look at how the crime statistics of places that have extremely strict gun control, and it's outrageous? Wouldn't it be better to have a militia to basically where people, you know, including holding the government accountable? Like, I think one of the functions of the militia should be to investigate where the police are saying, well, never mind, it's okay. So what if a cop shot some 12-year-old boy with a toy gun? All these things happen. Excuse me? You agree that we need to have a means of investigating where the government refuses to take an honest look at things, right?
We definitely. Well, that's the purpose of the independent media. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Because, I mean, especially after Sessions did that that very obvious shutdown of the Imran Awan investigation. And by the way, there have been several very critical, very analytical articles about that all over the independent media today, pointing out on how it's the statement issued by Sessions Justice Department that they found no evidence of any wrongdoing just does not stand up to close examination. So it is the job of the independent media to investigate what the government is doing in the face of a corporate media that has abandoned their responsibility to be a watchdog on government abuse.
Well, that's the thing. What I'm trying to get across, yeah, and I think the independent media is doing a stellar job. I think that We Are Change is a good organization, and as soon as I have the funds, I tend to go through the training and set up my own branch and say, well, you know, we need to look at all of these spree killings, Columbine on up, and we're not saying that necessarily no one died. I'm saying if people died as claimed, then we need to make sure that the official narrative actually measures up. And it doesn't mean, it's like if people really did get killed in this, that, the other, tragedy, and it's a shame, but it's even more a tragedy if, us bringing this thing that's playing to heresy, in Armenia, they had gun control, and then a million and a half Armenians were killed off just because they didn't have the means of defending themselves.
That's a common feature throughout the entire 20th century. Every genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on the targeted population.
I do believe that people should be trained to use firearms with great safety for the law abiding and grave peril for the law breakers, in the sense of, look, we're not going to drop the hammer, meaning the thing that hits the firing pin, without moral constraint. But that doesn't mean if you're in imminent danger, if that's what's necessary, and including if those that are supposed to be protecting our rights become violators of our rights, there needs to be a way of saying, just because you're wearing a badge does not mean that you can violate somebody else's rights.
There's actually a Supreme Court decision that backs that up. It's John Bad Elk versus United States,
I'm concerned about how to express with due diplomacy and act that civil asset forfeiture is thievery under the color of law. And if you attempt civil asset forfeiture with me, I'm not wishing you any harm, but know this, that color of law there is no legislation that can legitimately be called law that violates a person's rights. All right? That's obvious, right? And I don't want to take that from a threatening posture, but say in a month or whenever I get my inheritance and I have a stack of bills and I'm going to go buy something like an RV to do my Do You Love Truth tour, you know, I don't want some cop saying, well, where do you get this money? Like, and then the question becomes, do you have evidence that I've committed a crime? Do you have probable cause? And then I'll ask you again, where do you get this money? And I'm going to tell you, and I'll say, if you do not have probable cause that I've committed a crime, know this, it's not that I don't trust you personally, it's that I don't know you, and I don't trust our current so-called law enforcement structure that is law in name only. Does that make sense? Because,
well, I don't know if it were me, I just... Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you asked me a question.
All right.
If it were me, I would just go along and say it's an inheritance. And if at that point he refuses to believe me...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, if he says, I don't believe you, and proceeds to try and grab my property... again, I don't want to die. You know, I've had a very, very long life. I'm not ready to end it yet. So I don't want to get into an issue of a battle with a police officer. But if you really think about it, this whole civil forfeiture thing, it is a violation of the Fifth Amendment, where the government can't just take your property without compensation. Then there's the other part about you can't be deprived of your property without due process. Well, right now, the defenders of civil forfeiture are saying this is the due process. The police officer sees something he thinks is suspicious, and he can grab it. That's all the due process you get.
Then the problem becomes, well, you hire a lawyer. It's like, hire a lawyer with what? You just took my money. Yeah, well, he'll do it on contingency. Well, if the lawyer knows that the game is...
What the police do when they know they have wrongfully grabbed some money from somebody is they'll offer back half of it as long as the person signs a statement saying they will never sue and they will never talk about it. And most people will go for that deal rather than wait for years for the court system to rule that their property was wrongfully taken. It sucks. It's a rigged system. It allows the police to continue corruption. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're getting short on time, and I want to give some time to Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, ask yourself that, Wes, what you guys were talking about. That's how you know the Bolsheviks are running America. You know, the one day, and this is kind of related but not related, you know, one day my friend of mine had bought a van, a used van, 200-something thousand miles on it, brought it, was bringing it home, him and his brother. They got in front of the house, and then the cops show up, and they're like, you know, oh, your van, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, we just bought it. And they're like, well, how much did you pay for it? And they're like, what? And then they're like, and then they're like, where'd you get the money? It's literally in front of his, you know, it's a Chicago suburb. Anyway.
Boy, that's really getting in there. I mean, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. They can't just come up and grill you about this stuff. Fortunately, we don't have that kind of problem here in Hawaii because, you know, we paid cash for our car that we had to get after the Honda got stolen and stripped. And it was just money we'd saved up over time. Very fortunate that at the point where our car got stolen, we had already put together a replacement car fund, but it was all in cash. And boy, can you imagine if some cop had said, oh, it's got to be drug money from 260-year-olds, we would have been stuck. We wouldn't have been able to get a car without having to get a car loan, and that puts us back in slavery to the banks again.
You can imagine this is just a working man that just bought a used van and can use some work, brakes, whatever. It's got over 200,000 miles on it, and it's at least, you know, 15 years old, and then they're still asking him, you know, how much? Where'd you get the money? Like, you know, like it's some...
That's ridiculous. You know, don't these police have real crimes to be dealing with? Or are they just that eager? Are they that dependent on civil forfeiture? And by the way, a lot of city police departments are. As their budgets have been cut, they've literally turned into policing for profit organizations. where they literally have detectives looking for seizure opportunities. And that led to a very horrible incident in Malibu years and years ago when this stuff was just getting started up, and I was still in Southern California. And the Malibu police literally had a department looking for seizure opportunities, and they saw this oceanside property, and they said, I'll just bet there's some marijuana growing there, and if we raid it and find a marijuana plant, we get the property, and we get the... And they raided the place and shot and killed the owner. No marijuana anywhere. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back for the last segment of our Friday show after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and a couple of stories about computers and computer equipment. Everyone's talking about the onset of the smart homes. All the devices are connected with each other, and already they are creating problems in homes where the family is not living a zen-like, serene calm. Like, there's a lot of friction. The marriage is in trouble. And apparently, the smart homes can be used for harassment and even domestic abuse using these internet-connected devices. They can be used to stalk and monitor the victims, changing door lock codes, turning lights on and off, changing the thermostat, playing loud music at random intervals. And, of course, you'd think the first thing is unplug the device, turn it off. But the devices are sometimes solely controlled by the abuser, and trying to unplug the devices can result in even worse abuse. For anybody who's ever looked at the issue of domestic abuse as a permanent cycle, it's a complex psychology. And a lot of people say, why don't the victims leave the abusing spouse? Very often they can't for psychological reasons. They may feel that they deserve it, that this is the best they can get. And domestic abuse is enough of a problem without automating it. Now, over in Russia, their search engine Yandex has been, they've announced it's turning up dozens of Google documents that appear meant for private use, suggesting there may have been a data breach at Google. And Yandex, of course, has notified Google, saying that Yandex is finding what appear to be personal Google files. So, over at YouTube, a little bit of an embarrassment here. Sony Pictures put up the trailer for the movie Kali the Killer. Or at least they thought they did. They actually put up the entire movie, and people were looking at it and realized the 90-minute duration was a giveaway, that there was more in there than just highlights from the film. And it was up there for about 6 hours before it was removed. But of course, news of its availability had spread, and no doubt by now it's been copied off. And those film's investors are not going to get their money back. Facebook has now apologized for censoring the Declaration of Independence as hate speech. Meanwhile, the Facebook marketplace has been exposed as a black market for illegal knockoff designer goods, including Gucci scarves, Louboutin heels, and World Cup footy shirts, even though it violates Facebook's own guidelines here. Now, there's another story here where apparently a French school banned the use of cell phones 4 years ago and saw a tremendous improvement in the students' social behavior. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.